546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You done locked him up. Okay, it is me, so come. But coming out on this water is not your primary assignment. Your primary assignment was to be in that boat. And see, this is what oftentimes happens when the joint or the one that is supposed to be supplying is out of joint or has lost sight of the primary assignment. We know the story. He goes out of the boat, but I want to emphasize how his going out of the boat, he left his brothers in the boat. And theirs was not a lack of faith. Theirs was submission to the primary assignment. They were bailing the water out of the boat, keeping the boat afloat in the midst of the turbulent water, headed to the other side. While Peter, for an experience, steps out of the boat. You have people that do that. They'll drop you in midstream for an experience. That's why we're to be no more children tossed to and fro. That's why the five in the body are for the maturing of the saints. In these last days, you're going to have to be able to take some things. Amen. Say amen, everybody. Amen. I told you we need dialogue here. I said, well, you're going to need to be able to stand firm and take some things. Well, I mean, take some things, not let somebody beat you down in the spirit. I mean, just stand some opposition and know who you are and know what your assignment is and know what God told you and know where you're going. You have to know that. You can't be jumping at every opportunity to get out of the boat. That's a child tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Somebody tell you something in this ear and somebody tell you something in that ear. Now you're confused. No, you have to know who you are. You have to know whose you are. You have to know what your assignment is. And tell somebody right now, stay in your lane. This is good for what ails you. Because see, a lot of people get out of their lane and then, see, when you break a hedge, a serpent's going to bite you. Because God's got hedges around you. He that rolls a stone, it'll return unto him. He that digs a pit will fall in it. He that breaks a hedge, a serpent bites him. Stay in your head. Stay in your lane. Stay with your primary assignment. Let God promote you. Let God exalt you. Peter on the water. We know the result. Peter got out of the primary assignment into an assignment that wasn't his. And what did he do? Started to sink. He didn't have the grace for it. Just like the Hebrew, just like the prodigal son, he got out of his father's house, took what was the portion of his inheritance, and then squandered it. He didn't have a grace. Look at someone right now and tell him, stay in your grace. When your flesh tries to start becoming proud, humble him. I'd much rather humble myself than God have to humble me. The word says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Don't let God have to humble you. Humble yourself. Stay in your lane. Stay with your assignment. See, every joint, everyone in every one of these seats is a joint that supplies. And my question, are you supplying? Are you one of the foolish virgins who has no oil in their lamp? That's a foolish virgin. But are you supplying? There's something you're supposed to be supplying. You might not be a preacher, called to preach or called to teach, but you're called to something. If you're saved and you're part of a house, you're called to supply. Every joint should be fitted together, compacted together. Hello. And every joint supplying. I'm not making cleaning up sound small, but even if it's just being part of a cleanup crew, You're not above cleaning up. Peter, you have to understand, your life, what you are carrying, will affect people around you. You have to know that. Tell somebody right now, you can't hide. If we could truly understand and see God's economy, we would see God is not a waster. God is precise, accurate. Everything he's done and is doing has value, has function, and he wants us all functioning. Amen. And not withdrawing and not having attitudes and not, you know, just being lazy or, you know, feet going by feeling. I don't feel like I. You got to rise up above feelings. Amen. Again, that's why there's the five in the body, so that we're no longer children tossed. Now, if a child says they don't feel, okay, come on. Sit on my lap here. Let's, you know, let the head on your shoulder. But not y'all. What? You don't. Get my belt off on you. You say 40 years. I don't feel like it. Go with me to Jonah chapter 1. I'll show you what you carry, because there's a primary assignment. And when you're not functioning in your primary assignment, you're going to affect people. It's no good to be in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people or doing the wrong things. Jonah. Now, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. I want to point something out real basic, real easy to see. But if you notice something, it says after he arose to go to Nineveh, God told him to go to Nineveh to cry against that great city. But in verse 3 it says, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And the moment he decided that, it says, and he went down. He went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Life gets to be a real drudgery. See, there's a blessed life that awaits us. Anybody that will adhere to the principles of the Word of God is a blessed life. God said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. That don't mean you're going to have all kind of money, but you'll be rich. Amen. There's a whole lot of people with a lot of money, but no joy. No peace of mind. Their health has eluded them. But see, God said, my blessing will make you rich. Amen. Even if you're battling something in your body, just your faith brings about hope. It brings about a quality of life. You're not down and out. You're not beat up. You're not defeated. Amen. You're still moving on until your manifestation comes. But God said, the blessing of the Lord will make you rich, and I'll add no sorrow to it. Amen. You might be without for a little while, but tell somebody it won't last long, because you're the blessed of the Lord. God is your resource. He is your source. Come on. That's the blessed life. But it's not a dime a dozen. It don't come to you just anyhow. God is a God of principle. Our decisions must be based upon principles, not upon feelings. Jonah went down into the boat, headed to Tarshish, running from the presence of the Lord. Then he went to Joppa. He found that ship. Verse 4 says, but the Lord, somebody say, but the Lord. Listen to me, my friend. When God has entrusted something to you, first of all, once he saved you, you lost your rights. Hello? You belong to him now. You are no longer your own. You have been bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus has redeemed you and purchased you. And listen, God is not a hard taskmaster. That's why your mind has to be transformed. Your mind's got to be renewed. The commandments of the Lord are not grievous. They're grievous if you're carnal. They're grievous if you're not in your primary assignment, if you're outside of your grace. Yes, it's going to be grievous. Because God is wanting to get you in the pattern. And so he's going to deal with everything outside the pattern. No matter how painful it might be, he's going to deal with it. Jonah was running, but the Lord. Tell somebody, you can run, but you can't hide. Ain't nowhere to hide. God got your number. God's got your address. He knows you better than you know you. Amen. I would much rather obey, amen, and go through than to try to run from God and go through. Look here. The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down. There he is, gone down again. Gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Jonah, running from God. Look how it's affecting even the sinner. A disobedient saint. A disobedient saint. Is you is or is you ain't. You can't, like Jonah, straddle the fence and think God's going to be pleased. No, God's going to deal with you. I'm telling you, God is building a house, and he's fashioning the stones. And it's a mandate and a commandment that every joint supply. Jonah had his portion. He was running the other way. God said, not so. Look what happened. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot, of course, fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? He said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, said unto him, why hast thou done this? They were about to sink. The ship was about to be broken. They cast lots. The lot fell. God identified the culprit. And even the sinner. The sinner said, why have you done this to us? You know why cities are in such tumult? Why neighborhoods are so racked with crime and that? Because the church. Say amen real loud. I feel like shouting right now. Because the church has not been about her primary assignment.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.